shops in London. I spent a day walking through the countryside of southern England with my friend Graham Thompson. In the late afternoon, as we returned to Graham and his wife Charlotte's home, I said, "Thank you for this glorious day." He smiled and said, "Now you must pay. I've been asked to ring the church bells for a wedding this evening. It takes two people." A few hours later, I followed Graham up a rickety staircase in an ancient country church atop a hill. Graham lifted a trap door, and we clambered through it into a tiny belfry. The ropes to eight bells above the wooden planks over our heads were attached to eight wooden levers. There was barely time to practice six variations, including the standard peal of the highest to the lowest note. Graham managed to unstick the lever connected to the smallest bell just as the guests and bridal party arrived. When the minister rapped on the trap door, Graham and I looked at each other and grinned, and I pulled the first lever. Though our concentration was intense, our first efforts were not the joyful noise to which we aspired. But as our confidence grew and the bells responded to our touch and timing, I began to feel them in my chest, literally reverberating in my rib cage, thrilling the heart lodged within. I was not aware that we were laughing until the trap door lifted and someone called up to us, "They can hear you in the church." Fierce conversations will allow you to feel. Feel what? Something. Anything. What music evokes. Belly laughter. Your obligation to the planet. Bells in your bones. In Elizabeth Berg's Open House, a character asks, "You know what a naked star is? Stars with most of their gaseous atmosphere stripped away. And you know why they're revealed like that? Because of close encounters with other stars. I find something very human about that, don't you?" The risk is that in close encounters with others, you will be known, you will be revealed, changed, and why not? You've been strong for too many years. Try something different. Surrender. Perhaps your daring disclosure will be a flop. There is nothing wrong with that. Some of us have to go too far if all of us are to move along. Fierce conversations are an effort to understand, first of all for yourself, something that is worthy of your pondering. They are deeply probing explorations. Speak about the things you want to understand. Most people want to share journeys of this kind. Forget about being clever or impressive. What is called for now is quiet integrity. I determined long ago that to change my persona or withhold a controversial view for fear of what others might think was not only dishonest and ineffective, but would likely induce a contagious stupor. So I decided to show up authentically and consistently with everyone in my life. Might some people be put off by things I say? Certainly, and that is okay with me. The secret is for you to show up fully. You may be among people who don't support you. You may be among people who, loving or unloving, are simply not equipped to support the ambition of engaging in fierce conversations. This is not an unusual experience. The courage to show up is both simple and daunting. Once you show up, people can see you. They can judge and criticize and gossip. Some safety and comfort are lost when an ambition or strongly felt emotion is expressed. Perhaps if you have become impatient with a false identity you've created for yourself, life is inviting you into much larger worlds than you have imagined. We affect change by engaging in robust conversations with ourselves, our colleagues, our customers, our family, and the world. Whether you are governing a country, running an organization, or participating in a committed personal relationship, your ability to affect change will increase as you become more responsive to your world and to the individuals who are central to your happiness and success. Fierce Conversation's vision is to change the world, one conversation at a time. My vision is that world leaders, business leaders, couples, parents, and teenagers will embrace the principles of fierce conversations and engage in a level of dialogue rarely experienced in our history. It is not enough to be willing to speak. The time has come for you to speak. Be willing to face mutiny everywhere but in yourself. Your time of holding back, of guarding your private thoughts, is over. Your function in life is to make a declarative statement. Sit beside someone you care for and begin. Let me know how it goes for you. Our email address is on the inside cover of this program. Good luck.
Fierce Conversations, Achieving Success at Work and in Life, One Conversation at a Time, was written and read by Susan Scott. It was abridged for audio by Allison Chernow. The recording engineer was Susie Brutke-Smurden at Bad Animals Recording in Seattle, with editing and post-production by Common Mode, Paul Fowley, technical director. The mix engineer was Terry Hogan. The associate producer was Jessica Cassidy. Fierce Conversations, Achieving Success at Work and in Life, One Conversation at a Time, was produced and directed by Susan Perrin. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.